It's time to get to our sports news now. And White Fern star Amelia Kerr has won cricket's inaugural Women's Indian Premier League title with the Mumbai Indians. The all-rounder played a big part in the 7-wicket win over the Delhi Capitals in front of nearly 20,000 fans. And we're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. Felicity, what does it mean for Amelia Kerr to be part of this win? What does it do for her cricket credentials?
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt her chances of getting another contract. This is seen as one of the premier competitions for women. It's obviously in its first year, but when it first came around, it was really seen as a big opportunity, not only for them playing, but also for the type of money that they can pick up from this competition. So the 22-year-old was actually only one of two New Zealanders who were picked up for this competition, the other being the White Ferns captain, Sophie Devine. So to be involved in a final, that's a pretty big deal, and it keeps her in the minds of like the coaches and the owners when it comes around to that player auction again. When she was picked up for this competition, it was just under 200,000. So you'd imagine she'd be able to sort of up her prices. She was among one of the top wicket takers in the competition and among one of the top MVP. They sort of have a point system as well for the all-rounders, that she's among that as well. And so she also today took 2 wickets and was unbeaten on 14 runs, which is quite a valuable contribution in this T20 game. She may be slightly overshadowed by England's Nat Shiva-Brant, who scored 60. And also the other international in that team, the West Indians, Hayley Matthews, she also took 3 wickets. So it's quite, she's amongst good company, shall we say, in this kind of competition and in this team, because the Women's Premier League is actually only second to the WNBA, so the basketball competition in the States, in terms of the type of money that these women can actually pick up. So for her, she wants to be around again once they bring around the auctions for this next season of the Premier League. And her doing well probably helps some other White Ferns who did actually miss out on picking up contracts. It sort of shows the type of things that New Zealanders can do.
And the men's IPL, which starts this week, has drained the Black Caps of some talent for the upcoming T20 international.
Yeah, the two squads for the T20s, home T20s against Sri Lanka and the away series against Pakistan, were named today. So Tom Latham comes back to captain both of those sides. He hasn't played in a T20 game since 2021. But the reason he's getting that is because of those New Zealand players who are in the IPL. So that's the likes of Tim Southee, Kane Williamson, Mitch Santner, Glenn Phillips, Devon Conway, Finn Allen, Michael Bracewell, Lockie Ferguson, they all are part of the IPL, which starts on Saturday. So that gives the likes of Tom Latham the opportunity to lead what is a pretty new look, younger, less experienced side for these T20s. And it also gives, for the T20s here, coach Gary Stead will be in control. But once they head across to Pakistan, he's taking a bit of a break. He's interestingly said last week that going forward, perhaps New Zealand should have different coaches for the different formats, because he says it's not just the players that kind of get tired with this kind of packed cricket schedule that's around now. So he's also going to take a little bit of a break. He will be back for the ODIs against Pakistan as well. But while he's out, it's the bowling coach, Shane Jurgensen, who takes over as the head of the coaching panel. And just also one person who missed out on an IPL contract, Jimmy Neesham. He actually comes back for these T20s. So while those players are off in the IPL, he's actually back in New Zealand. He missed out, chose to turn down a New Zealand Central contract to take up those T20 league things. And that's what he's been doing. He's been playing in the Pakistan Super League and in South Africa as well. So maybe missing out on the IPL turned out well for him to be able to get some time for New Zealand.
Thank you, Felicity Reid there.